La agrupación de Dinamarca Efterklang tiene buenas noticias porque está próxima a sacar su disco Atletsamen el 20 de septiembre. Acaban de mostrar un nuevo sencillo y anuncian que actuarán en Guadalajara el próximo 26 de noviembre. Para platicarnos de todo esto, tenemos el gusto de conversar en la línea telefónica con Casper, vocalista de Efterklang. Hola, Casper.
Hola.
How are you?
Do you say that?
Yes.
How are you doing? I'm good. Yes, I'm here in Copenhagen with the other two guys from Efterklang. We are making a radio program on our own radio called The Lake Radio. So, Radio to Radio.
Yes, I read that you are making a takeover on a radio station that you co-found, right?
Exactly.
And how was the experience of making radio?
So we're sitting in the... it's good. Everything is good here. We've been playing the records from the last track to the first track, basically, in the last couple of hours, calling friends that has contributed to the record. So it's a lot of nice. It's nice.
So, Casper, we did not have news from Efterklang during 7 years. What happened during that time?
Well, we have been doing a few other things besides you making albums. We've been starting a new band called Lima with a Finnish drummer, and we put out 2 albums in the last 4 or 5 years.
Nope.
We also did an opera together with a composer here in Copenhagen called Carsten Fundane, and we started the radio station that I was explaining you about, the Lake Radio.
Okay.
So we've been occupied with doing other things in a way, but still together.
And how did you decide to start a new process with your next album and the next tour?
Well, we started this album 2 years ago without knowing that it was an album.
Okay.
We were invited to write some songs. An ensemble in Belgium playing baroque instruments, and they asked us if we wanted to make a little collaboration with them, and we just thought that would be a nice way of writing some Efterklang music but without it necessarily being an album. But after we started writing, we realized that the songs that we were making, we really fell in love with those songs, and we were thinking this could actually be a new album. And so that over the process of 2 years, it sort of changed in our minds from being just a project to an album. That's a short,
okay,
short story.
And where did you make Atletsamen? You work in your own studio or you work with other guy, or how was the creative process?
I think Atletsamen is made as a proper Efterklang record. Every album we've been making always includes a lot of other people than ourselves. And also this one, we invited people that we already knew, but we also invited a lot of new people. Like I was saying, the baroque ensemble from Antwerp was part of it, but we also went to Iceland to record with Kjartan Sveinsson, the pianist that used to be the pianist in Sigur Rós. We also recorded with a choir up there. We recorded with a lot of musicians in Copenhagen, mainly from Scandinavia, I would say, but also a little bit from Belgium and from Lithuania. So we went to a lot of different studios and tried to kind of like make this album a proper album. And I think a proper album in Efterklang means that we really spent a lot of time trying to find the right way for the songs, and this also what happened this time. We really had a lot of different people coming in and putting down some different tracks, and slowly we saw this album sort of coming together.
Casper, what happened in the Nordic countries, in Denmark, that there are a lot of great music, a lot of creativity, a lot of great arts? I mean, it's a part of the world with a lot of things to say.
Well, it's a curious question because these days I live in Lisbon most of the time, so I spend my time in Portugal.
Oh, cool.
So I don't see myself. The two other guys, they live here in Copenhagen, but I live in Lisbon, so I mainly see what's going on down there. But I think I understand your question. I think there is for sure a lot of really interesting things in not only in Denmark but also in Sweden and in Norway. And the reason I think it's probably difficult to exactly explain. Maybe because it's a bit darker most of the year up here, so we have a little bit more time indoor, spending more time in the studios or doing creative time or whatever. And of course, there's also, I would say nowadays, our generation of artists or people that are doing creative things, they have, a situation where it's not unusual to make art. It's okay to make art, and it's okay to sort of like take art serious in some sort of way. And I think that was a bit different than, for example, our parents just 30 or 40 years ago. I think in a way, if you go and visit Scandinavia nowadays, there's an openness to be doing art, and also in different ways. It doesn't have to be successful, but it can also be a kind of work, you can say.
And Casper, you have released today your third single, Uden Ansicht. I hope I can spell it correctly. In this song, you work with, as you said, with a lot of musical guests. Sir was with you in the song, right?
What, sorry? Can you repeat the last time?
Yes, Sir was, the musician, participate in the song.
Well, in this song specifically, there is we have Kjartan Sveinsson from that plays the piano.
Yes, he was in Sigur Rós, right?
The song. And what? Sorry,
he was in Sigur Rós.
He was when we discovered Sigur Rós in 2000, I think the year when they played with Radiohead. He was playing the piano with them, and he played all the way up until 2008 or 2010. So all the records at that time, we of course also listened a lot to, and we knew, had a lot of friends in common. And what happened was that we met Kjartan last year in a festival in Berlin, and he saw us play, and there was this one song that he really, really liked, and we just asked him if he wanted to play along, and he ended up being part of the record on Women's. He's playing the piano, and he's also playing a little bit of CP70, which is a kind of electroacoustic piano. It's basically a piano with pickups inside it, and he runs it through some different effects. And then we have a Swedish guy called Joel. He also has his own project called Sir Watts, which is an album coming out next week as well. He plays the drums. And there's a Lithuanian singer called Intra who's singing along with my words in the end of the song. And we have a Belgian guitar player that plays some kind of synthesizer guitar. I'm forgetting some people. Also, another Icelandic guitar player is playing on it. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult in the end to remember who actually played what, because we had a lot of different people and experiments in the studio. But I think I remember all of them like that. It was a song that we wrote together with our old pianist in Efterklang, Ole, who used to be in Efterklang also many years ago, but he sort of went into family life maybe 10 years ago, and he always sends us some different sketches when we're making albums. He always sends us some different sketches for us to kind of like listen to. And a song like Modern Drift, which was on Magic Chairs, was also a song that he sort of started. And Uventik was also a song that Rune sort of started, and I started singing on top of it, and we developed the song from there.
Okay, Casper. You will release Altidsamen next September 20 with 4AD. How was working with this legendary label?
Well, it's a great honor to us, knowing what they put out, and for us it's of course was exciting that we, this is our third album with them. So we also, after all, we had been working with Boy D for nearly 10 years now. For us, it's just really wonderful that they give us the freedom to be able to make music and create the songs and the art that we'd like to make without really questioning it. They just help us putting it out and making it available for everybody. In a good fashion. So we're very happy that we can put out music in this way. It doesn't necessarily change the way we make the music. We always try to just make the music that we like to make. So in the beginning of it all, it always starts with us making music, and then afterward, of course, we spend a lot of time together with 4AD. Yeah.
Casper, After Clank will have a lot of gigs during this 2019 tour. After you release the album, you will play in Oslo, you will play in Reeperbahn Festival in Germany, right? In Hamburg?
Yep, in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm. After that, you will
be... We're going to play a lot of shows in the fall.
Yes, in Poland, in Spain, in Portugal.
Yeah.
And late November, you will come to Mexico to play in León and here in Guadalajara in November
26. Exactly.
Looking forward to see you here. First time in Mexico, right?
Yes, it's the first time, and I can tell you that we tried many times. We tried to go to Mexico, and everybody that we know that have ever played in Mexico, they all come back and tell us, you have to go to Mexico and play because it's amazing to play in Mexico. The people that are going to the shows, they are the best music listeners in the world. So I think we have very high expectations.
I'm pretty sure that your fans here in Guadalajara have the same expectations for you.
Wonderful. We are honestly looking very much forward to come and not only to play, but also to come and visit Mexico. I only been to Mexico for 2 hours, and it was a very strange visit. We were playing in America, and we were touring around not America, but the USA, and we ended up having a day off in El Paso.
Okay.
And so a few of us, we went on the other side of the border to have a margarita, just to say that we were in Mexico, but we were only there for 1.5 hours walking over the border and going back. And this time we will have a little bit more time to actually eat your beautiful food and get to meet you guys. So we are looking a lot forward to that.
I'm pretty sure that you will have a blast here in Mexico. Casper, what can we expect from your show? How is a show of After Clank? Because we haven't seen you live, and we really, really look forward to do it. What can you tell us about your show?
The show right now is, of course, based very much on the new album that we're putting out next week, and it's some songs that are, in a way, much more quiet. They are based a lot on acoustic instruments, and we will play these songs for you and try and kind of create this vibe that we feel that the record has, which is I think it's a record that you need to really listen to and try and focus on, and we will try and bring this Danish record to Mexico and also to see if we can find a common space. Maybe you don't understand the lyrics, but maybe you can understand the atmosphere in some sort of way. And of course, besides that, we will also bring a lot of older songs that we have made over the years. And since it's the first time we play in Mexico, we will try and, you know, like catch up with all the stuff we've been doing in the last 15 years, playing songs and you know, like, you know, try to make a really nice evening for everybody. We have, at the moment, we are really focused and working on trying to create a live show for our music. That's our main point. So when we get to November and when we played a few shows, I'm sure we will be in a nice situation to be able to give you a really nice show. That's our main goal, is to make it something special. That's always been our goal.
We'll do listen the album next September 20, and absolutely will be in your show November 26, C3 Stage here in Guadalajara. We're really, really looking forward to listen the album and see you here live. And I'm pretty sure that you will have a wonderful, great time here in Mexico.
Wonderful. We can't wait to come and see you all.
Looking forward to see you here and have a conversation again with you. Really looking forward to can show you some parts of the city. I'm sure that there are a lot of people waiting for you, and we all will have a great time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on here, and have a nice day, I suppose I could say to you.
You too.
Here in the evening.
You too. See you soon. Thank you.
See you. Yeah. Bye-bye.